You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
Hidden on the second floor of the East Harlem Sanitation Garage at 343 East 99th Street is one of New York City's most fascinating art galleries, a carefully curated assortment of odds and ends named the Treasures in the Trash Museum. It was compiled by Nelson Molina, a sanitation worker who spent three decades collecting trash on the streets of New York City, and some of the things he's found are simply remarkable. We have a slideshow of pictures of the museum on our show page at WNYC.org, and I'm very pleased to welcome Mr. Molina to our show today. Hello.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
How did you get started doing this? How long after you started picking up trash as part of your job did you think, maybe I should put this piece aside?
Well, this has been going on for a long time, not only when I started working for the Department of Sanitation. I've been doing this since I'm 9 years old. I've been a picker from 9 years old. You know, I have a family of two brothers and three sisters, and we didn't get much for Christmas or anything like that. So I went out and I always picked up toys from the trash and brought something home for my brothers and sisters. I was like Santa Claus to them and everything.
Now, these are objects that you have found at work on your garbage route.
Right.
But isn't most trash in bags? Don't most sanitation workers just simply throw the bags into the back of the truck to be crushed?
Yeah. They do that. But I have three sensors that go off when I see a bag. When I see a bag, the way the bag is formed, the way that the bag, when I pick it up, and the sound, what's inside the bag. And this is when I open them up, and this is where the treasures come out.
You slow the whole process down a little bit.
Yeah, I slow it down on everything, but I pick up, after a while, I pick up, to get the garbage in, make sure the route is done.
What kinds of things do you want to put in your museum? Are you looking for things that are strange or objects that have any monetary or emotional value?
I collect everything. I collected something, like you said, emotional value would be a Star of David. And it was dedicated to somebody that passed away in 9/11 at the World Trade Center. And it was an actual Star of David made out of the metal from the one of the buildings in World Trade Center.
Now, you work a specific area. Do you think you'd have a very different museum if you were working in some of the other areas of the city?
No, I don't think so. I think it would be mostly the same.
The museum features a stunning array of objects. How do you organize them?
Well, what I do is I set up these tables. I find tables first. I don't buy anything. I don't buy my tools. I don't buy my hardware or none. Everything is found in the garage.
And people throw away good stuff, tools?
Yeah, they throw tools away, hammers and screwdrivers and toolboxes full of tools and stuff like that. And I pick it up and I put it on the side. And I put it on my work area. I got a work area that used to be a ping pong table, and now I use it as my work area. And I set everything up there. And when I find something, I just bring it there. If it needs to be fixed, I fix it all up. And
you have collections of dinner china, statues of Buddha, American Indian artifacts, some African art. Are you surprised by the things that people throw out?
Yes. I mean, I'm not surprised because I can't be surprised. People ask me, people throw this away. I say, yes, this is it. You know, they think that stuff I bought that I got at the museum. And I tell them, no, everything you see here, the music, everything you see here is from the trash.
So you also find people throw out old records and CDs.
Yes.
You probably have a lot of vinyl.
Oh, yes,
that
definitely.
You could go to a record store and make a lot of money from.
Oh, shit. Well, we could make a lot of money, but we're not allowed to sell anything or take anything home. So what I do is I display it. Mm. This way people can see what people throw out.
And you're displaying it within the sanitation department because it's in a sanitation garage.
Exactly.
How do people even get there to see this?
Well, it's not open to the public. We have people come up every day and we have to turn them down. What I do is I give them a phone number. They have to call this gentleman named Keith Mullis. He's our public relations guy downtown. And you will have to give him a call, and he'll set up a date for you to come and see the trash museum.
You've put together a city park scene, which features owls, a bicycle, real park signs. Do you hope that your exhibits will tell a story about life in New York City?
Yeah, this area is like a Central Park scene and everything. So I got the benches and everything real nice, a little dog there. I got a garbage can and pictures of Central Park, actual pictures of Central Park that I found. And I got it covered up with a nice umbrella and everything. And it looks real nice. It's a nice little area there.
You mentioned the Star of David from the World Trade Center. Do you think a lot about the backstories of objects like that?
Yeah, sometimes I think where they come from, you know, who the person was that they this memory was for. It has his name and everything there, but why would they throw something out like that?
My guest is Nelson Molina, the curator of the Treasures in the Trash Museum at 343 East 99th Street. But as he just said, don't just show up and expect to see it. Every curator has to think about how the objects they want in their exhibits work with the space. Have you ever not taken something that you liked simply because you knew it wasn't going to work?
Well, I can't. I don't accept because guys bring me stuff. Some of the guys bring me stuff. 80%
other workers.
Yeah, other workers.
Say, hey, look what I found, Nelson.
Right, yeah, look what I found. So they'll bring it up and they'll leave it there, and I tell them it's not for the museum. It's not quality for the museum. Like if they will bring me something that has to do with beer, I don't advertise beer. I don't advertise cigarettes. People smoking cigarette objects like that. I don't advertise. Paintings of nudities, things like that, I don't put on the museum. I'm not allowed to do that. So that stuff I
But you do get
away.
Paintings.
Plenty of paintings. I have paintings everywhere. All kinds of artists. And
now, what kinds of paintings are they? Are we talking about the sort of thing that people do in art school, or are we seeing really serious art that somebody at Sotheby's might very well be excited by?
Well, I don't know. Everybody tells me you should check out your paintings. You're going to have something there that you could probably put up in Sotheby's one day and everything. I mean, I have real, real good quality paintings.
And I'm sure some of you think it should keep in the trash.
Right. And then some stuff is like maybe some art school, some student painted it and everything and was end up throwing it away, and I picked it up and I still display it anyway.
I understand there was a period where you were collecting the work of a particular graffiti artist.
Yes, his name is De La Vega. And what he does, he had a studio on 104th Street on Lexington Avenue. And he used to go around and sign Become Your Dream with a fish on it. Mm-hmm. And he would put this everywhere. On furniture that people discarded, he would write it with chalk on the streets and everything. And I would pick some of these items up and put it in my collection.
Do you ever connect with him?
I connected about 3 times with him. I bought him one day. I called him up. I saw him in the street at 104th Street, and I told him, listen, De La Vega, my name is Nelson Molina, and I got an interesting art collection that you might be interested in because I got some of your items in it. And he said, yeah, you do. He says, yeah, you know, I'll take a walk over there. So came over to the garage, invited him, wait for him to come in.
He'd wondered where those things were.
Yeah. So he looked at it and he says, I was telling him, I got a couple of pieces of yours. He says, listen, I'm not interested in that. What you have here is amazing. He said, I can't believe what you have. Somebody has to see this.
Well, you include things like a taxidermy dog.
Yeah.
I assume it had been somebody's pet, but then they just left it out on the street?
Yeah, the dog I found about 19 years ago. So we have him like 19 years. We found him in a project bin where they dump all their garbage one day. So one day we were picking up the garbage in the bin, and here's this dog just lying there in the snow. And I picked him up, and we took him to
That's really sad.
We took him to our garage and everything, cleaned him up and everything. And he's been there ever since for 19 years. We call him cigarettes because every morning we take him out for a drag.
You just drag him in the street?
Yeah, we just drag him. And
one of my producers got a chance to tour the museum, and she described it as massive. But she also got the sense that you're running out of space.
Yes, I am running out of space, so I got some paintings and stuff piled up on the side. See if I can find a place where I can put it, or maybe they'll open up some kind of a sanitation trash machine where this stuff can be transported there and displayed.
Has the Department of Sanitation been supportive of the museum?
Yes, I have.
Or do they just indulge you?
Well, no, they come in and they set up the. We have a lady named Robin Nagel. She's the anthropologist in New York City Department of Sanitation, and she's looking to open up a museum downtown and wants to take some of the pieces there and display them.
I understand you also operate a gym with old exercise equipment.
Yes, we have old exercise equipment. We also have new exercise equipment because some of the stuff we got a collection with the guys and we buy. But some stuff was donated to us by the 92nd Street Y. We went there one day and we asked them if they're going to get rid of anything, that we will go pick it up.
So rather than throw it away in the street, they gave it to you.
Yes.
We have photos and videos from the museum on our show page because I'm sure listeners are curious about what the museum actually looks like. Has your taste in objects changed over time?
No, they haven't. I still collect what I collect. Doesn't matter what it is. I love everything. I love how things work. Things come to me sometimes with they bring me a poster, and the poster has got a broken glass. I change the glass, repair the glass.
You mentioned that some of your coworkers bring you stuff. What about other people?
No, we don't get anything from the public, only my coworkers.
Has anyone ever confronted you about taking the trash and putting it in a museum?
Yes, they...
That's private, and I wanted to go to the dump. I don't want it to go into your museum.
No, they're not there, so it's just in the garbage, and I just pick it up, take it. If it's for the museum, I take it, and I put it at the museum.
Now, you've been working in sanitation for almost three decades. If you retire at some point, what do you think will happen to the museum?
Well, I would hope they would open it where it's at if they move, because we're looking to move within 2 years. And if they can repair the building and get it, you know, where people can come and see it, it would be nice to leave it there.
We will put the information about how to make an appointment on our show page, along with the videos and the photos from the museum. Now, I don't know whether you've checked out the trash in other cities, but do you think that New York has the best trash because of our diversity?
Okay, yes. We have the best trash in the world. I mean, the best trash. I mean, I find things...
I'm not sure I'm proud of that.
Neither am I. But if you had more guys like me, it would be give it a second life. Somebody else can use it, donate it to a charity or something.
I wonder about all of the good stuff that has been lost on other routes other than yours. I mean, you've picked up the stuff within a limited area of the city.
Right.
There must be plenty of other really good stuff that would look good in a museum that never got past the truck.
Right. Well, what happens there, sometimes that happens to me too. Like if I go into a block and I got three stops there, and there's traffic behind me, you know, a truck pulled up and the guys came by. I can't just stay there and look through the trash. So my sensors go off, but I have to throw it in there and just let it go up and, you know.
But then you have a special bin on the side of the truck that you put the little treasures?
Yeah, there's a little side bin there that we have, and I usually put the stuff in there and everything.
Thank you so much for coming by to talk about it. Nelson Molina is the curator of the Treasures in the Trash Museum in an East Harlem sanitation garage at 343 East 99th Street. It's been a pleasure having you on our show.
Thank you for having me.